Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Nora here from Spa and Salon Academy. So today I just wanted to share a success story with you. So one of my successful Facebook advertising campaigns. So I'm gonna be talking about how I got 33 bookings for a $275 microblading treatment in just 4 weeks for a brand new microblading studio. Now, if you just do the math, they booked over $9,000 in revenue. So I'm gonna talk about how I did that. So just a month ago, just to give you a little bit of a background story. So just a month ago, Kelly, the owner of the microblading studio, approached me to help her get more microblading clients. So she had a brand new microblading studio, and even though she got a few clients here and there, mainly from her Instagram page, it was very inconsistent and also very unpredictable. So she was looking for a better way to fill her schedule. Also, we had one challenge. She didn't have a lot of photos of her work since she was new to the business. So we created an introductory offer because I also wanted her to help her build her portfolio because, especially for microblading and also for like permanent makeup and for some other spa services as well, images of your work are very important. So yeah, I wanted to help her build her portfolio as well. So we created an introductory offer, which was a $197 initial treatment plus a $75 touch-up. So in total, this treatment was $275. Now, what happened next blew my mind because we received so much interest so quickly that Kelly got fully booked first for July, then for August, and now even for September. So I actually checked her schedule, I think a couple of days ago, and we still had a few open spots for September, but now we're actually booking for October, and today is July the 30th. So we are at the end of July and we're booking for like the middle of October. So how crazy is that? Because just like 1 month ago she was like struggling to get clients, and now she even have a wait list. So yeah, that's kind of crazy. So yeah, she went from 3 to 4 appointments a month to getting booked out for the next 2 months. And we even have a wait list, and we have over 150 people who are interested in the treatment. And it happened in just 4 weeks. Now, I think it's really crazy because I know that there are a lot of microblading studios out there that struggle to get clients, when in fact there are a lot of people who are looking for their service. And it's all about marketing. So it's all about getting your message across and finding these people. So if you want to get more microblading clients, I have three tips for you. So based on Kelly's campaign. So for Kelly, I used Facebook advertising. So if you know me, I have a marketing agency and I mainly use Facebook ads to get clients for the spas and for the permanent makeup studios that I work with. And I see microblading ads from time to time on Facebook, but many times they focus on the features, not the benefits. So that's one mistake that I see in the industry. And what I mean by this is that many microblading studios talk about their technique, the nano hair strokes, and so on, rather than the benefits for the client. So, for example, just to give you some examples, like what a benefit would be. So you could say that clients can enjoy waterproof and smudge-proof brows 24/7 for the next 2 years, for example. Also, another benefit could be that they don't have to fill in their brows every morning and so on. So it's kind of like when you talk more about the features than the benefits, it's kind of like selling the journey, not the destination. So if you talk more about the features and not the benefits, it's like as if a travel agency was talking about the trip to get to the Bahamas rather than talking about the amazing holiday in the Bahamas with massages, candlelit dinner on the beach, 24/7 room service, and so on. So people don't care as much about the journey as they care about the destination itself. And I know for us in the beauty industry, it's exciting to talk about the different techniques and so on, but you should look at your ads from your client's perspective. So I think you get the point. So it's important to focus more on the benefits rather than on the features. Now, tip number two, Facebook advertising is like marriage. Now, I know it might sound crazy, but here's what I mean by this. So if you ask someone on the first date to marry you, you have, I guess, a 99% chance of hearing a no, right? But if you propose after dating someone for several months, then your chances are much higher to get a yes. So back to Facebook advertising. I see so many permanent makeup studios and also spas that want to quote unquote marry their clients after the first contact. So meaning that the call to action is book an appointment right after seeing the ad. Now, if this is your strategy, you have a 99% chance of getting a no, meaning that 99% of the people who see your ad will not take you up on the offer simply because they probably want to learn more, especially when we talk about like microblading and permanent makeup services, which, you know, it's a bigger decision to book this service because it will stay on their face for the next few years. So for this reason, I structure my campaigns in a totally different way. So if someone is interested in the offer, all they have to do is provide their contact information and we will follow up with them. So I have a team of booking agents who call the lead. Now, we don't just do phone calls. I also have a follow-up system in the backend that includes several emails and text messages because different people prefer to communicate in different ways. So we find that a lot of people prefer text to phone calls while other people prefer phone calls because it makes them feel like more important compared to text. So when it comes to text messages, I realized that the more conversational the text message is, the better, and people tend to respond to texts that don't feel too promotional. So if you're texting your lead, it should feel like if it's coming from like a real human being, not from a text messaging software or from a robot or something like that. And most people have a few questions before they book the appointment. So this way, if you collect the contact information first and then you follow up with the potential clients, this way you have a much like a better chance of actually booking these people. So this way we have the opportunity to date, quote unquote, date our potential clients before they commit. So that's why I can get so many bookings for my clients in such a short period of time, because we have this follow-up system with a potential client. So we are not just booking those people who are really, really interested. So the 1%, right? But we are also communicating with the 99% of the people who are interested, but they have questions. So they actually want to talk to somebody and we have to warm them up a little bit before they book the appointment. Tip number three, clients are interested in the microblading technician as well, not just in their work. So most microblading ads that I see show the finished brows, which makes sense. However, I like to stand out with my ads, so I like to do things differently. So for Kelly, I tested different images, and actually the one where she's looking at the camera, smiling while working on the model's brows, now obviously pretending to work on the model's brows, was the most successful. And it's a bit funny because obviously it's an unnatural pose, right? So nobody is looking at the camera smiling when they are working on a client, but this image worked incredibly well. So I guess because people want to see like whether the microblading technician is friendly, like whether they can trust her. So I think that's why this image worked so well, and also because it was different than what all the other microblading studios do. So my last tip is think outside the box, do things differently than your competitors, and stand out. So, all right, that's it for today. I'm going back to work on some of my client campaigns. And if you're interested in working with me and getting 20 to 30 plus booked appointments guaranteed every month, I'm dropping the link to my program page in the show notes and feel free to apply for a complimentary strategy session. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review for me on iTunes. It would mean so much to me, and to show my appreciation, you will receive complimentary access to my Profit Maximizer Masterclass. So thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day.